Hi everybody, this is Alan Fine and I'm here with Andrea Franklin, CEO of Barbados Tourism and Marketing Incorporated, and Ian Gooding Edgehill, who's the Minister of Tourism and International Transport for Barbados. And so basically, for a 166 square mile island, there's so much to do and so much happening. We're going to go over that here on Insider Travel Report. Thank you for talking to us, but let's talk about this cruise season that you're so proud of.
Sure. Thank you for having us as well. We've seen tremendous recovery since COVID in the cruise sector. We've been working with all of our cruise lines and through our officer who's been here on the ground working diligently over the year, we've seen a recovery that we are proud of. In 2023, we saw 661,000 cruise passengers come into the island from 373 cruise calls. And this has been almost an 86% increase over the previous year. Of course, we still have a little way to go as it relates to pre-COVID numbers, but I think with the work that we are doing and with the partnerships that we've been able to establish with the cruise lines over the years, we are certainly on the way back to full recovery in 2024.
More cruise ships are choosing to begin and end their voyages from your island. Do you want to talk about the cruise tourism industry trends?
Sure. For Barbados, we've been positioning ourselves really as the hub for the Southern Caribbean, and our home porting business is an important aspect of our cruise strategy. And we have over 13 lines that are home porting in Barbados, and we are certainly working. Certainly our discussions here at SeaTrade has been how can we even increase that number more as we go into the upcoming winter season and into the 2026 season as well. So the home porting, we've seen the increase, and we expect that it will continue to grow for us.
So, Minister, how are you going to evolve and grow the cruise industry coming to the island?
Well, for sure. And first of all, let me say welcome to Andrea Franklin, our new Chief Executive Officer. She's been on the job for about 9 days, probably feels like 9 months.
Doesn't seem like it.
Well, she's on top, as you can tell, she's on top of her game. And that's very welcoming and pleasing to know. In terms of the strategy, what we want to do is to continue to maintain growth to the destination, not only for long stay arrivals, but also for the cruise industry. We have seen through the initiatives year on year improvements in our home porting, interporting, and we're also witnessing increased number of cruise calls, both from what we would call the traditional lines that are known within the Caribbean, but also with the new luxury lines who are coming in. What we are experiencing, we are seeing a lot of luxury, smaller vessels come into Barbados. And that is good for the destination. It allows us to factor in diversification. It also allows us to ensure that we can maximize our facilities in Barbados. So we are going to continue to build out crews. We're going to get back very shortly to our 20 pre-COVID-19 numbers. And what we will also do is to ensure that when itineraries are planned, that Barbados is within those itineraries. Of course, because we're located in the Southern Caribbean, oftentimes that could be a challenge depending on which port you leave. But for us, we are very excited based on what we're hearing here from the cruise trade, sea trade, that we are going in the right direction and we look forward to increased growth. And that will become our growth strategy. What we're also doing on the airlift side is that we're trying to drive additional airlift into the destination. Next season, winter season, we will have increased airlift coming out of United States as well as United Kingdom. That augurs well for us because if you have home porting opportunities, you can drive additional traffic. And the more seats we have into the destination, of course, it will augur well for us. So next winter season, we should have at least from the United States market, approximately 60,000 seats. And coming in from the United Kingdom market, we will have increased number of seats. We've seen, for example, what Virgin Atlantic has done for us. We're also seeing what British Airways, what they have done for us as a destination with the increased flights. I should also tell you that the Dreamliner flies to Barbados. In fact, the first flight was March 31 from British Airways. And we will continue with that service right through the winter season. That gives us an additional increased seating capacity of 10%. And that is going to augur well for the destination. In addition to that, we also have increase flights coming out to the United Kingdom. British Airways just confirmed that they will have a double daily into the destination. So we are building out not only from the United States mainland market, but we're also building it from the UK and through Europe as well.
It's funny because we're here at C-Trade and we're thinking cruise, but you guys know the big picture. You can't do it unless the people are there, and so you need, it's a two-pronged thing. You've got to get the airlift in order to support the cruise. Good job. Okay, so now let's talk about what's new in Barbados so that we know that let's get the travel advisors to start thinking about that, because you can fly in, you can sail in, but then what do you do?
Certainly. So in terms of, let's start first with our hotel stock. We do have some new properties coming on board. So we have the Wyndham Hotel, which actually opened this year with 422 rooms. And we are glad to see that, because that also opens up opportunities for other sites, other parts of the business as it relates to the land side of the business, especially meetings and incentives in particular. We also have the Rockley Hotel, which used to be which is on the south coast of the island, and they have recently done a refurbishment. So we are also pleased to mention that. We have the Pendry Hotel set to come on board in 2026, as well as the Blue Monkey, which is a smaller boutique property, and that's also scheduled to come on in Blue Monkey, the blue. And that's also scheduled to come on in 2026. So in terms of the hotel product, obviously if we're bringing the airlift into the island, we have to obviously look at the hotel product as well.
So your pre and post cruise.
Exactly, and to facilitate pre and post as well. So we are all working on all sides of the coin in terms of making sure that the product is there as it relates to the hotel side of it. For our attractions, in terms of new activities on the attraction side, we do have our Barbados Museum, and that's been around for a long time, but we have recently launched some major work in terms of transforming that attraction and building it out into a full civic center, really, and making it more attractive for visitors. We also have St. Nicholas Abbey, which is a unique old plantation house, but they've added the train line, and they're extending the train aspect coming into. I believe that they should be completed that work by the end of this year, getting ready for the winter season as well. And you may or may not know, we also recently had the Chaka Caribbean coming into Barbados, and they've done a lot of work with their Harrison's Cave property. And you may know that Harrison's Cave has been the number one attraction on the island for many years, but they've now increased that attraction to be an all-day eco-adventure park, adding things like zip line, challenge course, there's a bird aviary. So in terms of the attraction side, and we continue to work with our local partners to improve the various assets that we have on island and help them to improve their processes, and we are always looking for new attractions and activities as well. So our team works closely with the on-island partners to make sure that we have that element included. From our events, so obviously, people come into the island, they want to know what else they can do. And for Barbados, we have our Crop Over Festival, which is one of our signature events and one of our main selling points. This is in other areas, they call it carnival. It's for us, it's more than a carnival, it's a full festival. And we have, this year, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of our Crop Over Festival, and that's normally in the summer. So we start those activities in July, and it then culminates on the first Monday in August with our big street parade. So we are looking forward to that activity, especially this year as we celebrate the anniversary of the festival.
So travel advisors, look at your Rolodexes and see who'd want to attend that.
And then Barbados obviously is known for its food. We see ourselves as the culinary capital of the Caribbean. In Barbados, you can get from street food, restaurants, fine dining. And we celebrate this every year with our food and rum festival, where we really showcase our culinary heritage and our chefs and all of our partners in the industry. We have...
When is this?
You're ready to come. So this is October 24th to 27th. And certainly here, as I said, we highlight all of our chefs on the island, well, a number of our chefs on the island, and we highlight our local foods as we encourage them to make sure whatever we offer, we are using local foods in the menus that they are offering. And of course, it's also partnered with rum. Barbados is
wash it down.
Of course. Barbados is the birthplace of rum, so we must include rum in any festival that we do. So for that particular particular festival, we work with all of our distilleries, all of our rum brands, and we showcase them throughout the entire period. So again, for the foodies out there, this is something that you definitely need to put on your calendar for Barbados for this year, and if not for this year, as you plan for next year.
There'll always be more rum come one of those years.
And sports is also very important for us. We do have our Run Barbados series, which is in December of this year. So we know that there are a number of avid runners out there. So it's our version of our marathon. And you, where else to do it but in scenic Barbados? And it's along the coastal area. So, I mean, yes, you're accustomed running in various parts of the world, but I think the scenery that our route takes gives it a unique selling point as well.
I'm sorry, I laughed because I was picturing them drinking rum while running. But they don't mix it. You can't run. You can't drink and run. It's illegal.
And then cricket. Cricket, of course, is the national sport for Barbados and the Caribbean. And this year, the Caribbean, we're hosting the ICC T20 series, and Barbados in particular, we are hosting the final. We have about 8 games that we are hosting, as well as the final game in June of this year. So we are actually heading back home to get ready for this activity. But obviously, this is a big one as it relates to global sporting events. And for us to be hosting this in the Caribbean again is a great achievement. And for us, for Barbados to be hosting the final, of course, is a great achievement. So in terms of sporting activities coming up, these are some of the things that we are looking forward to in 2024.
And then tell me what We Gathering is.
Certainly. So We Gathering is our really celebration for our diaspora. We have many Barbadians living all over the world, and it's really a call for them to come back home. Come back home and celebrate who we are. Come back home and celebrate our culture, our heritage. But really to come back home also to give back to the island. So it was the brainchild of our present prime minister, and it was supposed to be before COVID, and then COVID hit and shut it all down. So now that we are fully reopened and back online, we are again embarking on this initiative to call all Barbadians around the globe to come back home. So it's a year-long celebration in 2025. Each month, we will celebrate a different parish of the island. We have 11 parishes, and each month we'll celebrate one parish, and then obviously we'll culminate and bring everyone together for the big do-down, as we would say, the big celebration at the end of it. So we're looking forward to that as well, and encouraging persons, and not only the diaspora, for persons who really want to see what Barbados has to offer, to be immersed with the people.
It's a time where you get the local feel more than usual.
Exactly, yes.
So let's round this out and wrap up with, we want to get travel advisors to become involved. Other than the obvious URLs, which we should give them, are there any others specifically for travel advisors or any place for training?
Certainly. So for our travel agent community, obviously they are important for us. They tell the story for Barbados. And we do have our elite program, our elite travel training program. It's really a training platform for travel agents. And that's throughout the market, especially in the USA, in Canada. We certainly sell that to our agents, and it's a platform for them to learn the different aspects of the island to help them better sell. So we encourage travel agents, so if they don't know about it, certainly speaking to their reps and they can certainly reach out to us directly to get on board with our elite training
program. Can we give them the URL for that?
So not as yet. We're actually doing some work to refresh the program, and we will be relaunching it shortly. So as I said again, the agents community will be informed of this from our local reps.
Now, for travel advisors who want to become more familiar, do you have trips for them?
Certainly. I mean, on an ongoing basis, our markets reach out to the agents, especially if they're looking at a particular niche activity. But farm trips to the island, certainly there's no better way to sell the island than to experience it directly. So we certainly encourage farm trips, and I know that there are a number of them planned for this year. So the agents can look out for that call as well.
So we go out to 126,000 travel advisors every day, holidays included.
Okay.
And what are your final words to them? Let's ask the minister.
Well, for sure. I want to thank all the travel trade representatives for helping Barbados to not only promoting the destination, but also selling the destination. What you do is very important for us as a country that relies very heavily on tourism. And for you, it's just another opportunity for tourism to open minds. And that's what we're about. We're about ensuring that you come to Barbados when you have that chance to also experience it for yourselves, but also to say a big thank you to all of you for selling Barbados and doing what you do best. And we really appreciate all that you've done for us.
Well, thank you both for speaking with us. Good luck. And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.